A liberal activist says 600,000 registered voters in Texas lack the kind of photo ID you need to go to the polls in this state. Is that true? I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News, joined by Gardner Selby of the PolitiFact Texas fact-checking team, headquartered at the Austin American Statesman. Good morning, Gardner.
Howdy.
So how'd you get this statement? Where it come from?
Well, Tom Smitty Smith, he's led the Texas Office of Public Citizen for a good while. He made the claim about the law put in place by Republicans that requires Texans to go to the polls to present any of several government-issued photo IDs. Now, that law is under court challenge right now. It's of late awaiting a review of a lower court ruling in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Republicans, you will remember, say the ID mandate wards off fraud. Democrats say not so. It is simply intended to dampen turnout by minorities, the elderly, and others who don't necessarily carry one of the approved IDs.
Okay, so what did Tom Smitty Smith of Public Citizen actually say?
He wrote an opinion piece that appeared in the American Statesman. His words, Texas has 600,000 registered voters who don't have the kind of photo ID needed to vote. Now, that amounts to about 4% of the state's 14.2 million registered voters.
And I'm sure you asked him, how'd you get this number, right?
Righto.
What did he say?
Yes, and he told us it was from a news story quoting a federal district judge in Corpus Christi, Nelva Gonzalez Ramos. She accepted just such a figure in the trial that culminated in her ruling the voter ID law is unconstitutionally discriminatory.
And that ruling is under appeal, right?
Check.
Right. Okay, so what did the judge say about voters not having any of the IDs that they need to vote?
Her ruling, crediting an expert witness, says 608,470 registered voters in the state lack any of the photo IDs considered acceptable under the law. Now, by the way, those legally permitted IDs, the ones you can present, include a driver's license, a passport, extends to a concealed to carry handgun permit, and there are other types too.
Right, like the voter identification certificate you can get from DPS.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, who's this expert that was the witness in the case?
Stephen Ansah LeBeher. He's a Harvard government professor retained for the case by the U.S. Justice Department, who estimated that the number of voters lacking any of those accepted IDs, he estimated them in part by comparing voter registration records to Department of Public Safety driver license records as of early 2014.
I guess it's possible that some of those voters in 2014 now have an ID they can use to vote with, right?
It's entirely possible. We did wonder about that. Maybe the count's gone down, for instance. That law has been in place. When we asked into it, both the Texas Secretary of State's office, that's the chief election office, and the professor declined to comment. They pointed out the ongoing litigation. Smith, for his part, told us he doesn't know if the number of voters without an approved ID has gone down or not.
What about the state? Do they question the numbers that he came up with?
Far as we can tell, not in itself, but there was a footnote we spotted, it was pointed out to us by the Secretary of State's office, in a state legal brief that says some 22,000 people included in the professor's estimate subsequently voted. And that's arguably a sign that each of those voters came up with an ID in the intervening time. The big deal in the case is disagreement over whether many of those tallied voters also are minority voters.
Bottom line, Gardner, how did Smith's statement come out on the Texas Truth-O-Meter?
As of 2014, it does seem apparent that 600,000 registered voters lacked one of the accepted IDs. But we're just not sure about lately. Also, Smith's implication that all those people haven't voted because they don't have the an acceptable ID, that might not align with reality. Here's our rating. Mostly true.
Mostly true. Okay, well, you can read the full fact check at politifacttexas.com. Gardner Selby, have a safe bike ride back to the newspaper.
On my way.
I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.